Back on.
Oh, what happened? What?
This guy was jumping up and down in the studio while we were on right now.
Come on, get the blood flowing.
That's right. Yeah. I was jumping with you. I'm trying to get the blood going in my legs, the whole deal.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
All right. Welcome back to the show. We like to give you those little morsels like that of what we do on a regular basis. I'm getting some really good stuff here. Really good emails from people.
Like what?
I got one from Jeff, who is the guy that gives us the Decline footwear.
Oh, he's cool.
He's really cool. He says, I was just out in El Cajon at a huge skate shop called Hangar 94. They're an account of mine, blah, 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 blah. I was listening to the show on the drive out there and was bummed when I arrived because it was in the middle of Tough Love with Eddie. So I walk in the store, and they have the music turned off, and they're listening to the 28-hour show instead.
Yeah, what up?
This is a 10,000-square-foot mega store.
Awesome!
With customers in it shopping all over the place, and they had the 28-hour show on instead.
That's right.
Sweet.
I was so stoked, and when I walked up to the counter, an older woman, about 50 years old, was cracking up. And she asked, who was on the radio? I told her it was the Mikey Show on Rock 105.3. And she hurried up, paid for her stuff so she can get back in her car and turn it on.
That's hot.
It was cool being in there and listening to you guys. That's awesome. Jeff, you are a great dude. And by the way, if you want to get some of the coolest footwear there is, go to www.decline.com. D-E-K-L-I-N-E. It's Decline Footwear. I'm actually wearing a pair today.
Nice.
Got the black sneaks on.
Can I give a shout out to the old bag that's listening to us now?
There you go, Sean.
She just turned us on. I want to say, hey, what's up, old timer?
Okie doke. That's Sean. He says odd things. Sean does say.
She's a mature woman,
some
Sean.
Very.
Not an old timer.
I don't know that mature woman is necessarily the okay to thing to call her either.
I'd rather be called a mature woman than an old bag or an old timer and all that. Come on.
Okay, wait a minute.
What?
My mom is supposed to come in today, and Rebecca can't get a hold of her, so she needs their
son. Right. Don't you pull this, Mikey.
I'm not.
I know what you're doing right here, dude. Oh, we can't find my mom. She disappeared off the planet.
Oh, she's lost.
Darn it. We can't do the cooking segment. I was too embarrassed to do.
Or is she?
Dumb. Right through you, Mikey.
Right on cue.
Come on.
We're like this.
Hey, you got Craig Gass's number?
Do I?
You got Craig Gass's number?
No, because, well, no, I don't think I do. I'll check, but I don't think I do. I do. Okay, it's
Yeah, you don't have to give it to me on the air.
But we're live. How am I getting? Okay.
Don't worry. We're going to call him in a minute. We got somebody else. And I got to do this. Dang it. Hang on, this is the kind of things that we have to do while we're on the air.
What happens?
I am my wife, my parents' cell, so that she can try to get a hold of them. Hang on a minute. This is the kind of stuff we got to do on the air because we can't take any breaks.
Want to say what's up to the old bag. Thanks for listening, lady.
Sean, we already did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What up, Great Crotch?
Hey.
All right, Sean.
Thanks
for listening.
I apologize for Sean, everyone who has grayed.
Hang on a minute.
Hey, okay, Sean. God.
All right, Ashley.
Yeah.
We're going to do an interview, but after... Oh, boy. Take the 8 off of that.
Yeah, okay.
Take the 8 off of that.
Okay.
And we will do that. We will call him after I do this next interview, okay?
Okay.
First, I got to do this.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Ah. How about that? Okay, on the line with us now. Eddie, you're going to have to help me with this. Stuart Tompk? Is that how you say
it?
Yes,
correct.
Stuart Tompk, are you there? Is this Stuart Tompk?
It is.
There we go.
You're on a 28-hour marathon, huh?
Yes, we are. And it is, is it Dr. Stuart Comp or no?
Yeah, PhD.
PhD. So you are a doctor.
Well, you know, not a medical doctor.
Well, Eddie's a doctor. So
I'm not
Eddie,
a doctor.
Eddie would know this kind
of
thing.
No. Not a doctor.
Yeah, he's Dr. Papani.
No.
But, Stuart, you know an awful lot about germs, right?
That's my area of expertise, Vi.
Well, listen, it is good to have you on then, because one of the guys on our show...
is a germaphobe.
That is correct!
I heard all about him.
Yes, he is.
Look
now,
at Sean.
What could you tell us right now?
I will not hesitate to walk out of here.
Stuart?
Yes.
What could you tell us right now that would really gross us out?
That all of your fears and all of your paranoias about a mutant, virus-resistant, if you will, vaccine-resistant super germ attacking and killing millions of people is seconds away.
Wow.
Is that true?
Is that true?
It's actually not.
Oh.
You asked me what I could do to tell you to see what's good.
We're being serious.
Yeah, I was being serious. Like, I was looking for one of those germy things that happens while we're sleeping at night that we don't know about, that kind of thing.
You don't even want to go there. But I am aware of what's going on with the bird flu, and that's a big deal, and I think our listeners need to know the truth.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. I'll tell you why. Because yesterday, apparently, President Bush unleashed his plan for the flu, right?
Yes.
And President Bush actually with us now. He's here in the studio. Mm. President Bush, what was the big thing? I mean, what did you announce to people that we didn't already know? Never mind. he had to leave the studio real quick.
He's busy.
Well, what can you tell us, Stuart?
Okay, here's what I can tell you. First of all, you know, the media is really blowing this thing out of proportion. I mean, I'm not saying that it's...
Really?
Possible, but the reality of there being what we call an antigenic shift or an antigenic drift.
What does that mean?
That would mean that the virus could actually mutate to be transmitted human-to-human transmission, okay?
I thought so right now, the only thing it does is go from a bird to a human?
Yeah, I mean, if you're out there, if you saw that National Geographic special they had, they showed these people out there, they got, you know, cockfights and blood splattering all over.
Whoa, the language,
hey,
please.
This is a family radio
family
station.
Show.
People that are eating raw chickens and things, like, that's a problem, okay?
Right.
The reality is this, though, that once our government gets paranoid enough to go out on a mass inoculation, and we go out there and we start vaccinating millions of Americans with a questionable, at best, avian bird flu vaccine, then we've got a pandemic on our hands. And that's really the truth.
Mm.
Okay, what we should be scared about are the vaccines, and what the president and this administration did, they made it now impossible for you to actually sue one of these giant pharmaceutical companies if you have horrible adverse reactions from an experimental vaccine.
Ugh.
So there's a lot. Now, I think that this year the cold and flu season is going to be off the charts. We already have seen early on, and any of our listeners, they can go to the CDC's website, cdc.gov. to see where the flu activity is in your hometown.
Is that right?
Yeah, cdc.gov. You go to weekly flu activity.
Wait. Let me do this with you on the line.
Sure.
www.cdc.gov.
Correct.
Okay, and then what do you do when you get there?
Well, once you get on their website, on their home site, there should be something that shows flu activity. That search bar at the top, just put flu in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, up on the right-hand side.
Right.
And then you click flu. And let that load up. Takes a couple seconds, depending on your connection.
Now, wait a minute. There's different things. There's avian influenza.
Just do influenza underneath.
Okay.
Okay.
Then what?
Then when it comes up on the right side, it says flu activity, updated October 28th.
Yep, I clicked on that. Now what?
Okay. Then click current U.S. map right in the middle.
Current U.S. map in the middle. Got it.
This
okay.
Cool.
Now, you see this colorful map here?
Yes.
Okay. 3 weeks ago, it was all white. It was all empty.
Really?
Okay. Then you've got yellow says no activity. The green is sporadic activity. Blue is regional activity. So if you look at Texas.
Damn.
They're getting it. You know why? You got all those refugees that are there from Hurricane Katrina. Oh. All these people that have a super compromised immune system to begin with that then had tons of stress on top of it. So that's one of our theories here. But you'll see, it'll turn all red, widespread, within the next 3 or 4 weeks. You can check it every week when it gets updated. Last year, it didn't turn blue and red until January.
Oh.
Until January. So we're seeing more flu right now than ever before. So we're asking people to look at some of the natural alternatives to a flu shot, because a flu shot doesn't help you once you're already sick, and a lot of people get sick from taking it.
Give me a natural alternative.
Okay. Our favorite is actually a spice oil, and it's called oregano. It's made of wild oregano oil.
Okay.
Okay, and it's spelled O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L.
Where do you get that stuff?
You can go to any good local health food store.
And they got oregano.
Oregano P73, and this is what's so interesting. Last year...
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, hang on a minute. Now, is this an... This is like oil that's been marinating with wild oregano?
No, it's actually an essential oil made from wild oregano.
Okay, so it's an essential oil. What do you do with said oil?
You put a few drops under your tongue every day.
Really?
You take it sublingually, and here's what's so interesting. Since, obviously, we've got...
My mom is sublingual. She can talk to Spanish people,
no,
Mexican...
that's bilingual.
That's pretty good. Oh,
okay,
like
all right.
So then, fine. Three people she can
I stand talk. Corrected.
Since we have a web-savvy group here, if everybody can go to our website and take a look at the research that we do so they can understand...
Give me your website.
Not a product pitch. P as in proven... So it's P-73.com. P-73.com.
All right, what is this?
Now, this is North American Urban Spice.
Okay.
Okay, this is...
Oh, wait a minute. Are you hawking oils and stuff like that?
Well, no, we're talking about our research.
Oh, you're talking about your research. You're not selling anything.
Well, we're not, but you can go to a health food store and get it.
Okay.
This is not a website where you can buy anything.
You just tell about what's... Okay, now, I read a report, and I was talking to Sky about it earlier.
I don't believe it.
Says echinacea don't do crap for you.
Well, that's because the study that they did was bogus. They used subclinical amounts, they subtherapeutic doses, and they did that intentionally to prove that the stuff doesn't work. However, the mechanism of action...
What do you mean, yes, guy? You've been doing your own study over there?
No, I'm a scientist. My mom is very big into alternative medicine, into health medicine, and, you know, these prescription companies are huge. I mean, they have so much money, so they'll do studies to disprove natural cures so they can keep making money.
Well, the study that I read wasn't done by Bayer Aspirin, for crying out loud.
You never know for sure who did that, but I'll tell you one thing. The mechanism of action, the way echinacea works, is it boosts the immune system. These spice oils that I'm talking about, once you get onto that website I told you about, p-73.com, go to the research section, okay? And then you can click under the antiviral research section.
Uh-huh.
You take a look at this oregano spice oil, and it obliterates, it destroys the virus in 20 minutes. This is
Wait a second. You're telling me that there is a spice that we can take that will get rid of the flu in 20 seconds?
I didn't say that.
Well, tell me again.
I said that it will obliterate the virus in 20 minutes. Now, the research that's done in embryonic tissue is completely different than when you get the flu virus.
What? Now, what does that mean? It'll obliterate the virus in 20 minutes.
Okay, if you take the dish that has the living tissue in it, and you have 5 million copies of the virus per milliliter, this is how we test the efficacy of certain compounds against viruses. Okay, you grow the virus...
What?
In an embryonic dish, okay? And then you put whatever chemical, whatever drug, whatever supplement you're testing,
right.
And you see how quickly it can reduce that viral count. And that's what we've done. That's what the research that's been done on this spice oil, why this is so exciting.
Sean, do you get it?
No.
Let me try once again.
It's very complicated.
We're not very smart.
We're not yet. I forgot to tell you. Wait, I should tell you before we ever started. We're stupid.
Hey, we've been on the air for 8 hours already.
Yeah.
Before you want to start taking something internally if you're sick.
Yes.
Okay, whatever you're taking, right?
Yeah.
NyQuil, aspirin, echinacea. You want to make sure, will that compound actually destroy the virus? And is it safe for internal consumption?
Okay.
The problem with things like NyQuil and aspirin and all these things, they don't kill the virus at all. They just get you drunk and mask the symptoms.
Okay.
And they don't kill the virus.
Okay.
What we've demonstrated is spice oils, because of the nature that they're food, You can eat them. They are edible. There's no toxicity, no problem with the liver at all, but they actually have been proven to destroy the virus in living tissue. This is incredible, groundbreaking research.
That's awesome.
How much of it do you have to take in order for it to do that?
Well, if you're sick, what the practitioners that we work with are recommending is about 3 to 10 drops, between 3 to 10 drops of the oregano oil a couple of times a day when you're sick, seems to be more than enough. But there are some other variables. The other variables are this. We want people taking complete vitamin C, vitamin C that's made from food, not synthetic vitamin C. So everyone hears about take vitamin C when you're sick, but we're all taking the wrong kind of vitamin C.
So how do we take it?
Son of a bitch.
You want vitamin C that comes from natural sources, okay? So you can either eat lots of fruits and vegetables that have vitamin C, or you can look for supplements that are made with natural sources of vitamin C.
What are you talking about, sucker?
Well, I mean, you might get some vitamin C there.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. Listen, I appreciate you coming on.
It's interesting
stuff, and we're going to urge people to go to the website. This is Stuart Tomk. Thank you for coming on the show and telling us about the germs and the way that we can fight them.
And I want to thank you. You have the most energetic show I've ever done. Just the second I'm on the air here, bam, everybody's awake at your station.
That's right.
I like your energy, mister.
Yeah, we like your energy.
You want to talk about specific germs?
You preach it.
More details.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Stuart Tomk.
I never want to talk to you again.
Hey,
I'm
you
just being
go.
Honest.
Eddie.
That annoyed the piss out
I
of me.
I could tell. He's very excited.
What the hell was he talking about?
It's hard to understand. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
He was talking nerd speak, dude.
Dude. I'm like, what?
I thought he was cool.
Okay.
Want to hear a prank phone call calling somebody ordering Thai food?
Oh, please.
Dog, and want to pass a cool.
What, can you say again?
Yeah, I'm going to hip-hop and your dog start to be a broccoli bee.
Broccoli bee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real other broccoli bee? Okay, you got broccoli bee. And I want one other Big Daddy Kang, one other LL Cool J, and one other Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. And I want ice cube and my iced tea. Okay, you have iced tea?
Yeah, we have iced tea.
You have iced tea, yeah. I want ice cube.
Can you speak slow now? I don't understand.
Oh, are you Taiwanese?
No, Thai.
You Thai?
Yeah.
I Thai too. You said you're my sister, you don't speak Thai?
Yeah, I speak Thai.
Okay, well, I'm from the other Thai. I'm from Southern Thai. And I want one other Booyah Tribe, LL Cool J, and one other Big Daddy Kang, and the hip-hop, and you don't start and rhythm of Broccoli B. Okay?
LL Cool J?
Yeah, I want all the Big Daddy Kang. No, wait, crisscross that out. Look, I want Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg Dogg, my other Snoop Dogg Dogg, and Tupac Shakur. You know Shakur?
Shakur?
Yeah, Tupac. I want Tupac Shakur.
Tupac of Shakur?
Yeah. Tupac Shakur and with Flavor Flav. And two short ribs. You have two short? Two short ribs?
Short ribs,
yeah. Two short?
Oh, okay.
Push out red and a hip hop and you don't stop and the rhythm of the broccoli beat and a bang bang boogie and don't stop the boogie. Okay?
You speak too fast. I don't understand.
I speak slow, okay? Listen to me.
Okay, can you tell me the number?
Okay, all right.
This is a restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant, Thai food.
Yes.
Yeah, I want Thai food because I'm so hungry. I need Thai food. Did you have this one?
Yes.
Yeah. I need two short ribs, and I need Wu-Tang Clan.
Can you speak English slow now, okay?
Okay, I try to speak English to you, okay? You know, you Thai, you my brother, right? You Thai? You Taiwanese?
No, Thailand.
You Thailand?
Yeah, you have to speak slow down.
Okay.
If you speak fast, like Chinese, I don't understand.
I try to speak like as slow as I can. You have to have this food. What kind of Thai restaurant is this? You don't have Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan and Snoop Dogg Dogg?
No, we don't.
And Broccoli B? You have Broccoli B and the bang bang boogie and the rhythm of the hip hop and you don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Bang bang boogie?
Yeah.
No, we don't have that.
You don't have bang bang boogie?
Okay, wait a minute.
I love that. I love that so much. Mikey show. Hello, turn your radio down if you're calling in.
Hey, Rick.
Turn your radio down, bro.
It's off.
Thank you.
Hey, I was calling about some alternative medicine.
Yeah.
I work at a medicinal clinic here in San Diego.
Oh, here we go.
You work at a medicinal clinic?
Yeah, a medicinal clinic.
And?
I know the terms you guys can deal with.
What?
Green, sticky.
Mikey show.
Hey, do you know where I can get that Thai?
The what?
That Thai skid, that Chinese.
Yeah, we might put it on the website for you.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, maybe. Mikey show. Mikey show, hello.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
P1 Biggs, man.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man, I just want to tell you guys are freaking awesome, dude.
Well, thank you, bro.
And I also want to let you know, dude, Sky and Ashley, you guys rock, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're wrong, sir.
You know, Boston Rob thinks that he could be an action movie star.
I know I can.
It's ridiculous.
Boston Rob is convinced that he can be somewhat of an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Believes that if given enough time, he could hone his art, his craft.
Well,
and that he could be an action movie star, or just a movie star in general.
Why does he think that?
Yeah, why do you think that, Boston Rob?
What do you mean, why?
Well, what? You know, were you in a play in high school or something, or you did some sort of acting at one point, and you said, you know what, I think I got a little bit of a flair for this.
No, it's just raw talent.
Oh.
Oh, well, pardon
raw
us.
Talent. It's never been tested.
There it is. All right, Boston Rob.
Funny.
I think that what we should do is, I think that we should test you. And we've done this before, but what we will do is we will test you, and we'll see how well you do.
All right, bring it on.
You all right with that?
I think we need copies of that. Colonels, come here.
Colonels, who
Where's
loves the
your
colonels?
Okay, that Wait was really not.
You didn't like that song?
Well,
like,
I mean,
shut up, dummy! Like you don't sing songs. Come on.
I kind of like
copies of this.
Say it.
Oh, we
Say
don't
it.
Have copies?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sing us a song, Shawnee O.
No.
Come on, Sean.
Something about your legs.
Yeah, do some legs.
Oh. Do legs, dude.
The other way, Bobby.
Legs is my favorite.
Give us a couple seconds to Lex.
This was not my song.
Yes, it was.
No, it was his song.
No.
Yeah.
Give us some diet something.
Yeah. Some diet fish.
Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch.
Okay, living on a ranch.
Living on a ranch.
Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch. Living on a ranch.
I love it. I love it so much.
Sean would just awesome. Sing those songs, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great.
He would sing those songs off the air,
so good.
And he would just break into them out of nowhere. He would just start making up a song and singing it, and that song is about living on a ranch.
I like it.
It's my favorite.
Well, heck, you know.
I like the message it sends.
Yeah, yeah. I think no, it's very positive
it
and uplifting.
To the kids.
Mikey show, hello.
Yeah, I wanted to find out if you guys are going to be doing any more of the Ashley singing, and if so, if you could warn us, like, ahead of time.
Yeah, we'll do some of that.
All right.
All right.
Mikey Idol, baby, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Got my name all over that.
Mikey show.
Boo.
sorry, Buggy, what movies are you guys watching tonight?
We are going to, good question. Good question. Because I forgot to be telling people this all day. Starting tonight at 10 o'clock, we're going to watch two movies. The first one is The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, the standard edition.
Ah, yes.
We'll start that at 10 o'clock and sync up with you at home so you can watch it along with us.
I'm trying to help you, Frodo.
Stop
the
it,
second
Eddie.
Movie that we're going to do is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm, okay. Oh, Grandpa Joe. How you doing over there?
There's no earthly way of knowing...
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Mm-hmm. So that will be tonight starting at 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Go get those movies. Listen, if you're listening to me, go get Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Keep it together, kids. Come on.
Violet, you're turning violet, Violet. What are
These
Eddie and
two
Sean
right
doing?
Here.
What are Eddie and Sean doing?
My two brothers are bickering.
What are they doing?
So
he's trying to push the mic away and not be on the radio.
And then Eddie keeps pushing it towards him, and Sean pushes it away. And they just keep going back and forth.
It's the strangest, weirdest place ever.
That almost
Where did Bobby go to make copies?
Kinko's.
Kinko's.
Mikey's show. Yeah, the Kinko's in Tucson.
An idiot.
Mikey's show. Mikey's show, hello.
So mean.
Mikey's show.
Here we go. He's starting to lose it. Mike.
Yeah.
He's losing.
He's getting tired.
No,
he's getting giggly.
Go, go.
He's getting giggly.
Oh, it's so funny, Eddie. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my God. Come on, Eddie.
Dude, usually this doesn't happen until real late.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
Oh, look, he's back from Tucson.
You back with that stuff, Bobby Kernels? Bobby Kernels, you got a little booger right here. Just wanted to tell you, you got it right here in your nose.
Okay, that was loud in my ear. Oh, that was so loud
in my ear.
That was a
really good chicken impersonation.
Is that right?
A chicken impersonation, by the way.
That's great.
Come on, pass these things out.
Come on, hall monitor.
This is the most.
B-Rob, you got to come in here.
This is the most uncomfortable chair I've ever sat in.
I had to switch my chair out. My chair was weird.
Yeah.
This one's awful.
Yeah, we need lazy boys in here.
Seriously.
With the little massage thing in it.
Like, we got to figure something. If we do the 28-hour show ever again, which
lazy
we're not.
Lazy boys.
We're not. No.
Lazy boys. Lazy
We hear you, Giggle McGiggleson.
I just want to be acknowledged.
We see you, Eddie.
Lazy boys.
Oh, what a good suggestion.
Thank you, for Christ's sake.
Glad someone said it.
Thank you. Hats off to me.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. I won't do that.
Okay.
What is going on?
This is a farce.
Mikey.
What?
That's not cool, dude.
What isn't cool?
Hey, lowrider. Enough.
What are you talking about?
Mikey, we can't see your face.
I understand that, but this chair will not go any higher than this.
You look like you might be a midget or something.
Oh, really? Oh, that's I get it. I'm not very tall. Okay, fine. If anybody's listening and has a really comfortable executive chair that can go up high, please bring it to the radio station.
What about the chair in your office or in our office?
Oh, I love that chair.
Maybe the colonels can wheel it over.
Colonels, can that chair go high? Go get that chair and see if you can raise it up high.
So dumb.
Mikey.
Look at him over there. What do you see? Just a little bald
top
of the head?
No, I don't even see his head. I just see the top of the microphone.
I'm just saying, it's...
It's really weird, actually.
How are we going to act with you like that?
Yeah. Come on. Mikey. You're throwing off B-Rob's game with this.
Oh, fine. Can you see me now?
Hi.
Good.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Do I need a script? Oh, yeah. Nice. There you go. Come on, Pato.
How appropriate.
My name is Miguel. All right.
Dude, I'm Reuben. What are you doing?
Okay, did Bobby Kernels get us the scripts?
Yep.
I don't have one.
I don't either.
Nor do I.
What?
What is he up to? And why is Sean sitting in Boston Rob's studio?
Hi, Seanio.
What are you doing in there?
Screening phones.
In Rob's studio?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. God.
Dude, if I had my way, I'd be in here the whole time.
I know. Oh, I know.
Kernels.
But it won't work? You can't raise
Kernels,
it?
Kernels,
where's the scripts?
Script?
Where are the scripts?
You just made one copy?
Yes, please get on a microphone and explain what's going on.
I went like this. Well, I put up like the two symbol.
Uh-huh.
And Eddie gave me the two symbol back.
Okay.
And so I figured two
copies.
Well, two total.
You're a
I'm sorry.
Jackass.
I'm a, yeah, I know.
Go make two more. One for Sky too.
Hurry up!
We only have like 20 hours to go, dude.
Come on. Time is
of
the essence.
We're in a hurry.
Mikey Show.
Hi, this is P1 Noel.
What's
I heard
up?
A lot of guys calling in about, can I hang out at the studio with you guys? Have you guys ever thought about, like, hooking up a webcam and putting it on your site? So, like,
we thought about it.
Click on it?
Yeah, maybe we will. A deal where you could see Ashley or something, you know?
Why Eddie? Me? You guys are the funny ones.
I meant the whole show.
You're not going to see all of us, dude. Forget about it.
I'm dying to hear Sean's screen phone call. Yeah. Can we turn his mic on?
Yeah.
And have him and just listen in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sean.
Hey, Obig.
Sean.
This is hilarious.
We are dying. We really want to hear what it sounds like when you screen phone calls.
So you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah, leave your mic open and screen calls. I want to hear what that process is like.
This is
awesome.
Mikey Show. We're all, okay. Oh, it's your first 28-hour show?
Mm.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks.
Yes, you. Yes, you.
Not very nice.
I'm the guy.
No, this is Sean. What's up, dude? A shout out to your boy. Yeah, we'll try and get that done for you, dude. Thanks.
Vacation?
Yeah. You sent Mikey an email? Send him another one. Hey, what's up, dude?
So rude.
That is really rude, man.
If we're going to do Puss Rock Jukebox, well, I would suggest you listen to the show to find out.
Okay, Sean, thanks. Turn your mic off. Turn your mic off, Sean.
We love our P1.
Please, yeah. How rude of him to do that.
So
rude is
seriously.
Oh, dude.
Okay, I need the original copy that I've highlighted for myself. God. I need the original copy that I've highlighted. Thank you. Okay.
I need any copy of any sorts.
Yeah, me too. Not me.
Hang on. Going
you
to
don't need any.
Why?
You're not in this.
Can I be a part of the team?
Shh. No, I hate you. God dang it. You know, I got 20 hours left of this crap. Oh. I got to try to keep it all together.
And I got
Ashley in there going, can I just follow along? I just want to follow along.
Let's hold the bit off so Ashley can get a copy.
Hey, wait. Bobby, before we do this, can you just go make one more copy? Mikey can burn up some time.
Do I get a copy?
You need a copy.
Are you asking
me? Do we not have enough copies?
This one?
I don't know. Mikey said I needed to be in one of these. One.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when you act.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Now, we're going to test Boston Rob's acting skills.
It's like an audition.
Now, you are going to be doing a scene, Boston Rob. Do you have your script, your sides?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to play the part of Clark, and you are going to play the part of Will from the film Good Will Hunting.
It's a little homecoming.
With the bang.
Yeah. Okay. You think you can handle it?
It's in the bag.
Oh.
Okay.
It is in the bag.
All right. Now, again, you're Will. I'm Clark. This is the scene of the movie where they're in the bar, and Will is making Clark look like a complete idiot. He is, Will is in fact showing off his intellectual prowess. And you can begin at any time, boss. Remember, you are acting. You are now Will. Become Will.
Of course that's your contention. You're a first year grad student. You just finished some Marx and historian, Pete Garrison, probably. And so naturally, that's what you...
Excuse me?
My bad.
Must have screwed up.
Take two?
No. Yeah. Can I get a take two?
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had something in my throat.
Take two. And action.
Here we go. Of course that's your contention. You're a first year grad student. You just finished some Marx and historian, Pete Garrison, probably. And so naturally, that's what you believe until next month when you get to James Lemon and get convinced that Virginia and Pennsylvania was strongly entrepreneurial and capitalist back in 1740. That'll last until sometime in your second year. Then you'll be in here regurgitating Gordon and Wood about the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital forming effects of military mobilization.
Clark is taken aback and says, well, as a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from work in Essex County, page 421, right? Do you have any other thoughts of your own on this subject, or are you just going to plagiarize the whole thing for me?
Clark is stunned.
Look, don't try to pass yourself off as some kind of intellectual at the expense of my friend just to impress these girls.
Clark is lost now, searching for a graceful exit, any exit.
You know, the sad thing is, in about 50 years, you might start doing some thinking on your own, and by then you'll realize there are only two certainties in life.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
One, don't do that. Two, you dropped $150,000 on an education you could have picked up for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Will catches Skylar's eye. Yeah, but I'll have a degree, and you'll be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on your way to a ski trip.
Maybe, but at least I won't be a prick. And if you got a problem with that, I guess we could step outside and deal with it that way.
While Will is substantially smaller than Clark, he decides not to take Will up on his offer.
If you change your mind, I'll be over by the bar.
Now, there you go. There you go. Definitely, you know, let me tell you something. Boston Rob actually getting better, maybe. You know, from the first script we ever heard him read, maybe got a little bit better.
It wasn't bad because he had the Boston accent.
Yeah,
kind of
he
felt,
actually fit.
I felt like he was in the scene.
We had to do a take two, and there was,
well, that was
some
awful,
laughter when
sure.
there shouldn't have been.
certain words, I understand.
All right, now this next role is really going to push you to your limits. This next role is Samuel L. Jackson's role in the movie Pulp Fiction. Sure, we all remember the scene in the movie where Jules, that's the character's name, where Jules is about to shoot the kid on the couch. And the kid's name is Brett. And he recites this famous line. Go for it, Boston Rob. Ooh. As Samuel L. Jackson.
You ever read the Bible, Brett?
Okay, wait a second. Before we continue, can I ask you?
What?
Hey, may I play the role of the director? Thank you. What is that?
What are you talking about?
What are you doing there?
You ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes, you have.
I'm being serious.
Okay, that's your Jules voice.